My full name is Ariel Sagbohan. I was born in Benin. I was born on January 4th, 1991. I came here at 17. When I came here, I got a chance to come with my sister and my mom. I felt welcome because I was with my family. But if I was alone, that would have been a totally different story. But I would say that what I liked the most was how welcoming again people were to the United States. My first port of entry was New York. Everyone was like, oh yeah, welcome to the US. I was like, oh, thank you. I'm not a refugee. I'm just like a simple student who just wants to come to the US and get an education. Like maybe all the peers which I've came with, maybe they had a different story, but mine is just, I'm here to get an education. I'm the middle child. We are three, my biggest brother and my little sister, of course. We are more of a private family. We value our culture and differences as well. I grew up in several neighborhoods, but because my father works for the UN and we travel all over the world, wherever he's going, we have to go with him. We spend a lot of time in Zimbabwe. It's in South Africa. And then we spend about a year and a half in Conakry, which is west of Africa. It's called Guinea. We always have to try to learn new things from that country. So we'll go like to different places, not just where we lived. That time when I went and lived in Zimbabwe for 2 years, I loved the language, I loved the people, I loved their culture. So that kind of made me want to come here. I had the choice because we were raised up in a French system of education. But then when we went to Zimbabwe, we were raised in the English system. So I had a chance to go to Europe or to come to the United States, and I just chose to come to the US. So that's kind of why I'm here. My brother is about 8 years older than me. He right now is studying to become a doctor in Burkina Faso, which is north of Benin, where I'm from. And my little sister right now, she's in London. She was here with me. We went to Duquesne together. It's not that she didn't like the US and wanted to stay here. It's just she wanted a different perspective because she's studying international relations. I don't like to move. We've moved all our lives from countries to countries, and I just didn't like the experience because he didn't have any friends. That's kind of one of the reasons why I decided to stay in the US instead of just going back home or pursuing another degree in another country. One of my cultural shock was the food, because up until now, I'm still not used to the American food. So that's one of the things that I had to adjust to. The food is totally different from where I live. Like here, it's all fries and mashed potatoes and gravies and macaroni and cheese. My favorite food back home, we have pounded yam, where like the yam is pounded in a pestle and mortar. Like in a cultural way. So, and then you just put gravy on top of it with some meat or vegetables if you're vegetarian. When I came here, I was at Point Park University for about a year and a half, and then I transferred to Duquesne University. So from those two schools, I worked at Barnes & Noble because as an international student, you're not really allowed to work outside of campus. And then I graduated from Duquesne in 2012 with two bachelors of art, one in communication and the other one in web design. After that, I got a chance to work at AJAPO. It's an immigration agency where they help refugees and immigrants in the Pittsburgh area. I worked there for about a year, and now I'm just back to school at Carlo University studying for my MBA. I would say one of the advices is to be open. It's a good thing to have your own culture, but then it's a better thing if you include someone's culture into your culture. If you go into a new country, you expect new things, right? But you're not expected to kind of live the same way you were living where you came from. You had to adjust to that new culture. So I would just say to try your best to adjust to the country where you're headed to. I'm really happy to be here and to share my experience.